Маймер, это после Мирешцу, Мирену, Мигойца, Шерену, Учхир, Билам, Ас, Полак, Ас, Билам, Тикерзиден, and Билам, Анса, the response, и Кан, Керзиден, because Мирешцу, Мирену, he see them from the beginning of the roots, the way they are rooted, and so on. So on this, he is explaining there with the Medrash, where the Medrash says what has been Surim, he's going to be, the king is going to build a city, and he couldn't build it because the Shoim or the wicked disturbed it, or the water disturbed it, to finally find a rock, and on the rock he built it, which the rock refers to the always. And that's it, Surim refers to the always, and Gwaris refers to the always. Same thing here, the Jewish people. Jewish people are based on Rosh Surim and on Gwaris, which Surim is the always, and the Gwaris are the Emois, that they are on a strong firm, strong thing, so they can't kill them. He explained what he says there in Zohar. Zohar explains that this refers to the spheres, to the Midas, which is Yisroel the Leila, Yisroel the Milo is the union of Zohar Ampin, Yisroel the Mato here in Elam Hazeh Yisroel is Yisroel, Am Yisroel. The Mokri of Am Yisroel is in spheres, and that's the spheres of Zohar, and Zohar Ampin. And the Rampim is 6, which is 6 times 10 is 60, and this divided, multiplied 5 times, so it works out 600,000, which is equal to so. And that's what it says, Rosh Surim Erena, that is looking on the Surim, on the Eden. The Eden can't be cursed because there's Rosh Surim. You see, there are more. They are not just the way they are, they are Mokeh, much higher. This explains how it is in Midas and spheres. That in spheres itself, from Midas itself, could be Ainikas Achitzaynim. Midas itself, which Midas has to do with Azulas, has to do with another one, so it could be sometime anger as well. But the Rosh Surim, the Mokir of the Midas, is the Moichin. And the Moichin, which is the Moyach, is the Mokir of the Seichel, is the Mokir of the Midas, there is no emotions or no anger and so on. Doesn't exist anything of the opposites. Like he explained, he started elaborating on the development of Midas, the coming from Seichel. So here, so Seichel is the Nekuda, which is the Bora Kamarik, Chochmah. Then there is the Chochmah itself, it's just a Bora Kamarik, similar to the sperm of the child. But there you don't see any limbs, you don't see anything, you don't see anything divided. Then it comes to Bina. Bino takes Chochmah, the Nekudas HaChochmah, elaborates on it, develops it, takes it apart, builds on it. That's similar like the child, the baby in the womb of the mother. Like the baby in the womb of the mother, there's already Avrim as well, certain Avrim, but still, you don't see anything, you see. It still embraces everything in the mother. Same thing as the Midas, the Midas are still in the Moichin, so the Midas are not emotional. Still he elaborates more and more, comes to a judge, for instance, he has to judge. He's judging, so he's judging, it's on the Seichel. The Seichel is looking on the things which is there, the pros and the cons, the defender and the persecutor, which the judge is in between. The judge looks higher in Seichel, how the Seichel is. So in Seichel it could be a Seichel clearly comes out with a decision of punishment, but it's still not emotionally, not emotion. It's only intellectually. So he's not moved, he's not emotionally excited in it. When it comes to Midas, then the Midas are already emotions, then there's feelings and so on. But in Seichel there's no feelings. They elaborate on this at length, that the Seichel has a Tia Sichlis, where the Seichel is noted in a certain direction. Chesed or Gvura, similar like we find by Seichel, Mishama Mishilal, Mishama is directed to the Chesed, the Gvura, Mishilal is directed to Chesed, but it's only the Seichel says to be Machmir or to be Meiko. It's not the action yet. The result will be the action as well. That's what he elaborated before. Only when it comes to the emotions, then is already the feeling in the heart. And that's what he says here, Merish Surim Erena. I see the Eden, I see the Rish Surim. Well, this again he explained, what is Merish Surim? the beginning of the Tzurim, Tzurim the rocks, the harmless, which is Seichel, until we said Tzurim is Chochmah, the Oves, Avraham, but Rish Tzurim, the head of the Tzurim, that was in Kesar, above Chochmah is Kesar, and Kesar itself, that's Bimis and Kesar. Well, this is what we explain in Kabbalah terminologies. Pnimius Abba, Pnimius Atik. The Pnimius of Chochmah is the Pnimius of Atik, of Taina, of Kesar. So there's Rish Tzurim, which is in Kesar. And the same thing also Eden. Where are Eden rooted? Eden are rooted. Yisrael Olam Machshava. In Machshava, which Machshava is Chochmah. In Machshava itself is Olam Machshava. In Machshava itself, there's in the highest level of Machshava, which is the Chochmah is in Kesar. In Chochmah is in Kesar, there is no chance of anything of evil, anything of opposite of Rocha and so on. That's what I learned so far. A bit deeper explaining what we're saying here, Meresh Surim, where he quoted from the Zohar, that we speak here of the Shvoche of Zohar, the Shvach of Zeirampin. In the Shvoche of Zohar, because of Zohar, the Shvach of Zeirampin, the Shvach of the Midas, which this pasuk says, the Midas are in Rish Surim. This is Shastarechusay, Loirak, the Pirasach Chochmah. The Shaykhis of Midas is not only to Chochmah, where the Midas are developed to Seichel. Seichel develops the Midas, Seichel is the color of the Midas. But Rish Tzurim, the Moker, is not only the way it is in Chochmah, Shezui Pchinas Oves, that the Tzurim are the Oves, Kvishen Kroyim B'Shem Horim, like the Oves are called Horim. Hello, there's the Oves that are called Horim, like he quoted before from the Psukim, where the Oves are called Horim. But here is also Tzurim. Ela gan kishikroim shem Tzurim. That's the Oves, the way they are called Tzurim, rocks. Not just mountains, but a rock. And even more, Rish Tzurim, the head of the Tzurim. Which there is the Mokir of the Midas, the way they are much higher, higher than Seichel, even higher than Chochmah. And you, that could be understood. Behagdim Amvur, Bekam Amakrim, is Binyan Tzurim. What is the Tzurim, what is we say, the Rish Tzurim, the Mokir of the whole thing, and it's calling it Tzurim, what is Tzur? Tzur is the flintstone. Kashamakim boy, yoytzim imenu nitzutzeish. The Tzur is a stone that when you hit, you knock on it, it will come out sparks of fire. Now this fire which comes out from the flintstone, where is the fire before? It's not that in the Tzur, in that rock, in that stone, there's a fire there, the fire is hidden, covered with stone, whatever it is, and you knock it, it comes out the fire. It's not so. It's not that the fire is there, there's a Metzius, Behelem, hidden, and you bring it out to knocking. Well, the Akor to knocking on it, Yitzi Nitzus Reish, from knocking on it, comes out the spark, Minahelem Elagili, from the hiding where it is hidden comes out in Revelation. It's not so. Ki'im, it is, Shemetzias Ha'ish Hibehelem She'inu B'Metzias Klal. The fire in the flintstone, the fire in that rock, is not in exists of fire. It's called a Helem, hidden She'inu B'Metzias. It's not there and it's absent. You don't have fire, can't touch fire there. There's no fire there. Fire in coal, in charcoal, on the top of the charcoal could be ashes and so on, but you don't see it. But you'll blow it, you'll reveal the fire, because the fire is inside. You'll touch it deep, you'll feel it, you feel hot. The flintstone is cold. You don't feel any heat there. You don't feel any heat per helm. It's not a fire there. Shilochin, therefore, gam kashanuisim is atzur b'mayim, even when you put the tzur in water, lo inasa shinei b'tzur. It's not changed that the fire which was there is distinguished. No, it's the same thing. Yeah. The water is not disturbing to the fire to come out from the tzur. It's the manea, it doesn't disturb. It does disturb that through knocking should come out sparks of fire. The fire is there in a hidden way. Same thing is here in Sur, that one it means Sur, hidden in such a way where you don't see it. It's a Helam Shein of Itzius. Up to say, you won't be Negeila Madrigas Ovis. Now we will explain the meaning of the Ovis, where the Ovis are called Surim, Shnikorim Hashem Surim, which here in the Pasuk is calling the Ovis Surim. Why is it calling the Ovis Surim? To bring out the essence which is in the Ovis, the depth which is in the Ovis, the strength which is in the Ovis. The koi al pinas ha-chokhme av vishu madrigan alis yisra. Speaking in spheres, there is the spheres ha-chokhme doi chokhme is, which chokhme itself is a nekuda. It's a avroka, avroka mavroka nekuda. But here the chokhme is in the Flintstone, that's the mokir of chokhme. The chokhme is a much higher madrigan than begili. It's not begili yet. Ki yedua, as it's known, as far as chokhme is concerned in Sehol, שבעניין השיחו גופה יש כמה דרגס. There are different stages, different מדרגס לשיחו. יש שיחו השייך למידס. There is שיחו, which is שייך to the מידס, that is שיחו, that develops the מידס. ויש שיחו, כפי שהוא לעצמי. There is שיחו, which is above מידס. It's above action, above anything to the outside world. ובזה גופה, and this seichel itself, not seichel which is shayches to the midas, seichel be'etzem, there's also different stages. There's seichel goli. There's revealed seichel which is there, the spark of seichel which is there. And then there's seichel asosam, the mokir of seichel which is hidden, which is concealed. And there's deeper and deeper be'ilui achari'ilui. Now we speak here about Chochme, about Seichel, and we call it the Seichel, the way Seichel is in Rosh Surim. So it's understood that what is Rosh Surim? Rosh Surim, the head, the top of the Tzur. Koya la Madriga Chinlailis Vinyan Seichel. It refers the Seichel itself to the highest Madriga in Seichel, the highest level in Seichel. That in other terminologies we call it Shuinya Pnimis HaChochme. Not just Chochmeh, the way Chochmeh is, which Chochmeh itself is Chochmeh, the way Chochmeh is Chashachas Tabino. Here the Pnimi is Chochmeh. What is called in other terminologies, Pnimi is Abu, the Pnimi is from Chochmeh. Which, what is the Pnimi is from Chochmeh? Pnimi is from Chochmeh is like the Lashon, which says it's Chaim, Zeya. That's the Lashon, Pnimi is Abu, is Pnimi is Atik. That's already in Atik in Keser, and the Pnimi is of Keser, that's what Chochmeh is. So Chochmeh, the way it is in Rosh Surim, Surim will come now, that Surim is in Keser. Rosh Surim, the top of Keser, the Pnimis of Keser. Oit Pirush, another Pirush La'atchila, which we say, not that Chochmeh, the Pnimis Abba, Pnimis Atik, but another Pirush is that Surim Koyal Pnimis HaKeser. That Surim itself refers to Keser. Ubezeh Gufe, in Keser itself, there are different madrigas in Keser. And that's what we say, in Keser itself, it is Rosh Surim, the Rosh of Keser. With the Gufa in Keser itself, there's Yeshkama madrigas. There are different madrigas in Keser. Chidiyisa b'sivrei Kabbalah, like it's quoted in Sivrei Kabbalah, Shetzur, koi ala sfiras, kishayim shenas Keser. And in Sivrei Kabbalah, he writes there, it's Chaim and the others, he writes there, that Tzur refers to Keser, and the way, the sphere is laid there in Keser. Shehim, kol echad b'mkoyim, each one in his madrigia. So there is different levels in Keser itself, different levels of the spheres. I know that in Keser itself, there are different levels of Keser. Here is the Shiesh, Keser b'nukwe. There is the Keser of Malchus. That's called Keser Malchus. The way Malchus becomes a mokir of the lower elements, so Hakud Malchus became the Moker of the lower elements, because Malchus has in it the Keser Malchus. Why? Because Malchus is in the three Kavim, and the way the spheres are in the three Kavim is Malchus under Keser. Then there is a higher Madriga in Keser. Higher than Keser Malchus is Keser the Zohar, the Keser of Zohar, which is already higher. And then there is Keser the Chabad, Keser of Chochmah. Therefore, in Keser itself, there are different madrigas, and that's what we say. He says here, Rosh Surim. In Keser, in Surim, there is Rosh Surim. Gam, Bechlolus, Firas HaKeser. we will speak generally about the sphere of Keser, which Keser bichlal we say above Atzilus is Keser, the klolus Atzilus, from Atzilus generally higher than Atzilus is the Keser from where Atzilus comes. There in Atzilus, in Keser itself, as we know, Keser the Atzilus, Keser above Atzilus, there itself is also Yeshlam Beis Madrigas. Not only the Keser, the way it is Keser of Malchus, or Keser of Zoh, or Keser of Chochmavina, but even above Atzilus altogether there is Keser. And there is again different Madrigas. There is the Madrigas of Arich Ampin and Atikainen, which both of them are above Atzilus, and above Atzilus there is Arich and Atikainen. Now when we speak of Keser, that Surim refers to Keser, and there is say, in Keser itself, Rosh Surim. What is Rosh Surim? In the move, we understand here, Rosh Surim, we will say about Rosh Surim, Rosh Surim, Koya Madriga, Chinalis, Kansa Keser. Rosh Surim, the head of Surim. That means the head of Keser, and in Keser itself, the highest Madriga of Keser, which is Prinas Atik, Atik Enis, that's the highest Madriga in Keser. And that's the Moker from the Shomis Yisrael. Ubeza Pirushima now, the two Pirushim which we explained, which we quoted now, which are Pirush Aleph. The first Pirush is that we say Rosh Surim Koyal Pnimis HaHochma, that Rosh Surim refers to Pnimis HaHochma. Pirush Abe is the second Pirush that we say it goes on Atik, Atik Yemin, the Pnimis of Keser. Masimim Zolazeh. When we say Pnimis HaChochma or Pnimis HaKeser, it suit both Pirushim because they are the same idea. Shere Pnimis Abba, Pnimis Chochma is Pnimis Atik. Pnimis Chochma is Mushresh, is rooted in Pnimis Atik. That's what they say here, the Pasuk Mirosh Surim Erena. And it says the Shvach Shal Zoh. The Shvach of Zoh is Loi Rach Mitzad Shor Shoyim Kuiri. The Sheirish of Midas is not only the way Midas are in Seichel, which Midas, the way they are called in Seichel, they are not emotional yet, they are only as in Tiasichlis. But even more, much higher, much deeper. Sheshon Nimtzor Midas Behelem Ruchnel Koponim. In Chochmeh, the Midas are there, at least Behelem Ruchnel, Beruchnes, they are there Behelem. But they are there. But Ella, here we're speaking much higher Madriga of Zoh, the higher Madriga of Midas. We're speaking here, Kfisha Midas, Lulim Chas Keser. The Midas are in Keser, which is much higher, it's not a Helam even, not a Metzius of Helam. Adi Pchias Hatik, the Madriga of Hatik, which is much deeper, more higher than the whole thing of Helamus. Kirduas is known, which is quoted in other places. Zo, Zeir Ampin, Ba'atik Ochid with Alio. Zeir Ampin is attached, is united with Atik, with the Madriga of Atik, which is Pnimis HaKeser. Now if Zo is Moker, the Moker is rooted in Pnimis Atik, so obviously there is no Klipa could have any power. There is no Keser power. Haino Shamitis Amtsi is the Zo, the real true Madriga of Zohar is not just, not in Midas. That's the true Madriga of Zohar is Pnimis Atik. Atik. Olochin Yicholali is Hamshoch of Pnimis Atik of Zohar. As the real Pnimis of Zohar is in Atik, so Zohar could be Nimshach. Could Atik be Nimshach of Zohar. Well, there is there, but the Gilip Pnimis Yisrael of the Leila. And coming back to Yisrael, what we're speaking here, about Yisrael. What is Yisrael Delayla? Yisrael Delayla, we explained before, Yisrael Delayla is Zeir Ampin Zoh. Which Madriga is Zoh? The way Zoh is in the Shvach of Zoh. The way Zoh is Mushra Shenatik. Shemishom Nimshom the Yisrael Lemata. Eden Lemata, you don't look on the Eden the way they are here, the way they are in Gashmis. There's the Moker of the Eden. And the Moker of the Eden, the Rish Surim, is a Zoh and the Pnimis of Zoh. They are the Pnimis of Atik. As they are the Moker of Pnimis of Atik, so it's not Shaychus and the Klipa anymore. It's not Shaychus anything. Well, this is also what we say. Dine, Yisrael, Olam Machshove. Yisrael coming from Machshove, ואין מחשבה עולו מחשבה, אין מחשבה אצל דה עולו, אין ה-highest level of מחשבה. But this is the difference between Neshamas and Malachim. Malachim come from Dibur. Malachim is created in the Sheni or Chamishi, it depends on which Madrigi it is in Pasuk. But they're all Dibur. Where Neshamas are in Machshava, all of Machshava and Machshava itself, that's all of Machshava. The Machshava, Koyal Chochma, Machshava is a Chochma, like we said before, Chochma, the Mokir of the Midas. Bilashna Zoya, Machshavta Viyula, like the, he's using the expression, in Zoya, he's using the expression, Machshavta, Machshava, and Yubla, and Yubla, which is Yubla. And what is Machshavta Viyula? Chochma and Bina. So, the Shamas is oil coming from Machshava, which is Chochma. And there we say, in Chochma itself, all of Machshava. What does mean all of Machshava? In Machshava itself, at the highest level. Hainu, Abchina, Yisra, Elieno, Machshava. Machshava, which according to Zoya, Machshava is called Chochma. In Machshava itself in Chochma, there's all in the highest level of Chochma, which is, like we said before, Pnimi is Abba, Pnimi is Atik. The Pnimi is on Chochma, it's Pnimi is Atik. That's on the Shabbos. Ali Pnimi is Pnimi is Chochma. The Shabbos comes from all of Machshava in Chochma, in Pnimi is on Chochma. Okay, now, like we said before, that Pnimi is Chochma is where? Pnimi is Abba, Pnimi is Atik. Pnimi is Chochma, Pnimi is Atik. ושום הוא השעיר שבחינה זו. And that's where the שעיר שצחון זו, which זו is ישראל דלילה. Where is the שעיר שבח ישראל למיילו? ישראל למיילו זה שעיר שזה עתיק. כנעל שזו בעתיק יוחד נטליה. דרך הזו, which refers to נשומס, and נשומס המושרש, נראות את זה עתיק. So Bilam can't do anything there. That's what he says. You look sin, the mocky from Eden. The rock, which you can't touch, can't do anything. Or be lean. To elaborate on this. Kfish hu ba'avoida sa'odom b'yisrael gal'tata. To elaborate on it, the way it is vast, and our avoida, our task, our goal, and our avoida here will matter. In a word, Mokimasha, it's explained in another place, Barucho, the main task, the main goal of the Avodah of Ha'idin here in the matter is Lifoil Ba'ashish Ha'yomim Ba'ashish Ha'yomim 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 Ha'yomim. The goal of Ha'idin is to achieve, to establish in the Shesh Ha'yomim, which is in the creation, Sh'yeh Ba'am O'yin Ha'yomim 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 Ha'yomim. There is the Shesh Ha'yomim, which is the Shesh Amidos, to which the whole creation is. What is the Tachlis of Ha'id? Should be Vaychulu, like in the end of the creation, it says, Vaychulu HaShamayim V'Oretz Chol Tzvuot. The HaShamayim and Oretz Chol Tzvuot, what is the Tachlis? The purpose is that Ha'id should bring it to Vaychulu. Kimayim HaRazal, like the Razal say in this, Kol HaMispalel B'Erev Shabbos Oim HaVaychulu, Ma'il Olo HaKosuk Yilun HaSashut, Olo HaKosh Baruch HaMasvayishus. Ha'id was down on Erev Shabbos. He says, Vaychulu HaShamayim V'Oretz Chol Tzvuot. What is this? It becomes a shutif with the Eberstein creation. The creation was created with a purpose, and that's the purpose. You achieve. You get the goal. I know. What does it mean? It's a shutif of my separations. What does it mean to affect, to influence the world with Vaychulu? I know. Lifoil b'sheishes imi'achoyu she'yi'achonu l'shabbos. To achieve that the whole world is a purpose, what? The purpose of the whole world should be Vaychulu HaShamayim V'Oretz Chol Tzvuot. Should be Achonu to Shabbos. She'inyonei Rinyo of Shabbos is Vaychulu. And that's the whole world to get to Vaychulu. What is Vaychulu? Vaychulu is Miloshen Kiloyen and Miloshen Tainug. Vaychulu means Kiloyen, like passing out towards it. Going out, dying out towards it. Of expression of time, that's his enjoyment, his passing out of enjoyment. I know that the kavone, the purpose is leham shichol galus b'em es ha'tainug d'ilmaila, to bring in the sheishes yomim, in the days of creation, and the whole creation which is created in the sheishes yomim, to bring in there the tainug shalmaila, the tainug of the Eibushna, to bring in the world the tainug. What is it? Like we say, Nisava Kodesh Boruli Slois Boru Dir Bitachtonim. Hashem should have a Dir Bitachtonim. That's the Vaychulu. Bring in the world, that the world should be a Kela Telekuz. That the world should be a Kela Dir Bitachtonim. Which is the way of him. In it. כאשר עבוד הזו היא רק מצד האבא והעיר הגויים שבלהם. If this עבוד of bringing the world near the locus is only emotional, with אבא ועיר, אבא ועיר הגויים, there it could be a result, not a desirable result, result as well. שעל זה נאמר, on this, on the אבא ועיר הגויים, where it comes the emotions בגילוי, on this it says, Leach Peskisil Besuna. Kim Bezgalos Tibi. The fool doesn't want any logic, any intellectual things, doesn't want any seichel. He wants only his galos libi, to let go. If it's only to let go, which is only midas, there is a seal there. There is a yitzahor, it could come in there. There is not the logic, the seichel. As I then, if it comes out only in emotions, without the intellectual part without the seichel, then if it is only in the midas, as I am a digdusha, from Ahava Dikdusha, but it could be a result, Yochel Libel Ahava Binyan Roshos. He could fall down from the Ahava Dikdusha, he will fall down to Ahava Binyan Roshos, the worldly matters. Till not only worldly matters, but Ahava Dikdusha, Ahava Klipa as well, Ahava Pivo. How do you observe me to say here? Same thing is also in me to say here. If the midah is only a midah, then it could be the negative result as well. Yeah?
Don't we say now, Tanya, that we're working hard to bring out the year and the alpha?
Yeah, we have to work, but that's what I'm saying. The year of the hour we should work it, but not just should be midahs. If it's only midahs, that's what he quotes it here or another place. Maybe. Maybe not in this moment, I'll say it in my... That Abraham, Avraham is Aver. Avraham is Tachis Aver. Avraham Oyavi. But if it's only Midas, could be Yotzo Mimeno, the outcome from this could be Yishmoel, which is Aver Klippe, Ashpoel Klippes. Yitzchak, which is Gura, has to show to speak against other others. But the Midah of Gura itself, without the Seicho, Yitzchak, Yotze Mimena could be an outcome, the union of Esau, Kas. To avoid, it shouldn't be as somebody who is avoid the Hashem. He has excitement in davening and so on. But after davening, like the Alter Rebbe writes in the Kodesh Torah, could be because it goes into Ava Zera. He had Ava Hashem in davening. But from the davening in Ava Hashem, finally, comes the Dril of Hazar to worldly matters. He gets involved in worldly matters in Avazor. Or Yire could be any of Kais. So to protect it, this is what you need to have the Seichel in it. The Seichel of Shemidus. When the Seichel of Shemidus controls, then the Midas should be proper. But Seal, he says, Lo Yachpetz Seal Bitfuna. If there is not Funa, if there is no Seichel, only Midas, the Seichel will explain, controls the Midas should be proper. But if it's only Midas without Seichel, Lo Yachpetz Seal Bitfuna, the Seal without Seichel, he doesn't want Tuna, he doesn't want the logic. Therefore, could be Ava Zara or Midas Zara. Where Eitzel is there? The Eitzel? How is there to control it and to protect it, that you should have Ava Yire, Ava Sashem Yire, which is a must, and not to fall down? Yeah. The advisor listens. Shia Midas, Lulim Chas HaMoichin. That it should be the Seichel and the Midas. Where the Seichel and the Midas is, then the Midas are correct. He moved on Gamimayim HaRazal, which this is also understood from the statement of the Razal. The Razal say, Ein Odom Oiver Avera Elim Kinichas V'Roshtus. Ha-Odom, which Odom is Seichel, Kan De'Avera. Ein Odom Oiver Avera. Ha-Odom, a person goes with logic, with Seichel, he won't do Avera. Elohim kinnichas v'rashtus. If there's a rashtus there, then he'll fail. Ha'inu, sh'rashtus goyrim l'kach. the Ruach Shtus, this foolishness leads Shilam Roy Shiyash Na'aseh Ol HaShabamis, that even though the Seichel of HaShabamis is there, but it's only Seichel of HaShabamis. Yochali is Rabbi Rabbeinu, could be that's the Ruach Shtus. Avol Kashayinya Amoichinu Bishleimus. But in the Moichin are there, the Moichin of Nefesh HaLikus is there, his bonus of Likus is there. As I lay it off, as she owed him, I'm Rabbi. Then it's not shy, I should have to lie there. If you go to Shisa, more in details. In a Viscalus, I meet his friends, I'm Moichin, yes, I'm Oifun, Shamid is good in France Abina. More in details is that we say the Mida should be not only Mida is, because not just Midas itself could fail. Midas has to be with the Moichin. But his chalos, amidus, amoichin could be two levels, two different levels. Yes, no, if amidus could influence a bina, there could be a way that the amidus are in bina, which is called migvois asherenu. Bina is mere amidus. Well, my lo yisa, higher than bina, is amidus are kishim kulim influence a chokma, the kolum and chokma, which is migvois surim. If there is the feeling of chokma, when Chochmah shines in a person, there is the feel of Chochmah there in the person, whichever Yid possesses it. There, he will be Tanya, like he says in Tanya. That as far as Chochmah is concerned, whichever Yid has in him that Chochmah, Shemitzad, Prinas, Chochmah, Sheba Nefesh, from the Chochmah, Sheba Nefesh, and there the Midas are linked to the Chochmah, Sheba Nefesh. There, he says in Tanya, I feel a kal shebe kalim, a poishi Yisroel, with the national Gush Hashem. There we see a kal shebe kalim, a poishi Yisroel. So it's called a kal shebe kalim. It's called a poishi Yisroel. The Torah calls him poishi Yisroel. Torah says a kal shebe kalim. And still, Torah says, he's with the national Gush Hashem. How come? If he's called a kal shebe kalim, how come he's with the national Gush Hashem? So he explains in Tanya, because the Chochmah Sheben Nefesh is by every Yid. Every Yid has in him the Chochmah Sheben Nefesh. And mitzad HaChochmah is attached to Likus. And mitzad HaChochmah is attached to Likus. So when attached to Chochmah, he's ready for mitzad HaNefesh. Which is mitzad HaNefesh, b'li shum tam and shum das is bonus. Not logically, not with Seichel. Ki yush zirin yashal ma'alam ha Seichel v'das. Chochmah is above Seichel v'das. That's ready for mitzad HaNefesh. In Seichel, you will find a time not to be Moisa Nefesh. Like the Gemara says, he was forced to bend down and to pick up something. He'll pick up something. In the Bible, it looks like he's bowing down to an idol. But he in mind, he says in Tanya, he doesn't believe it. He doesn't believe it. It's a piece of nothing. He doesn't believe it. Believer in the Maimi Klaal, Rabbi Dezora. And whatever he does it just to show off and so on. So why should he make the nefesh? So you bend down to pick up something, not by the way, you'll do tshuva after. So why should he give it back? But no, that's what to say. Chochmah Sheben Nefesh is above Tanadas. So not taking any consideration for the tshuva and so on. Ayid is ready for the nefesh. Because no matter what does. Shterklovus, Avayid v'chom v'yidcha. This is what Ayid has in him. With his Mesiras Nefesh, above everything. Shem Heyeser Rak Moed Shulcho, even the Mechol Moedcha is in every person his level, it's humoid, was a Slayin Yishol Moed. But him, it's Moed. It's a Maila, Mibdid Ragbola, above Ragbolas. And he's ready for Mesiras Nefesh. We avoid the Mesiras Nefesh, that's the avoid the Mesiras Nefesh, which is above Ragbolas. What does it mean, Mesiras Nefesh? Shepirusha, the meaning of Mesiras Nefesh is not to jump off the roof. The idea of Mesiras Nefesh is Mesiras HaRotzen. You have the Rotzen, your desire. You put away your desire on the side, you put away the feeling on the side, do what the Shem Devish wants. Shedugmos Ulemailo, Bedugma Lemailo Yeruchdis, what is the union of Rotzen, above Rotzen, Mesiras HaRotzen? That's the union of Kesar. Kesar? Is above us. That's what I said before. In the mockery of Midas, the way it is in spheres and Midas, we wish to him, and the same thing in Avodas Hashem Lamata. When Chinazu, from this Madrega of Rish Surim, which is Kesa, from there, Nimsha Avodah V'Poel. From the Avodah of Kesa comes an action. Shebo Avodah Hakdomos Kabbalah Sol V'Mesiras Nefesh, which starts off at Kabbalah Sol, and that's what Vayidin. Vayidin Ha'et Ho Bozer B'Matan Tere, or Antere was Yigdimu Nasal Nishma. Ha'id said that they all screamed out, Kol HaShadibu Hashem Nasal Nishma. Nasal Nishma will do. Before we know what to do, before the Nishma, we don't know yet, we haven't been told yet what. We're ready to do Mitzvah Nefesh. That's the Mitzvah Nefesh of Ha'id, that's the Kabbalah Sol of Ha'id. He accepts to do whatever Hashem wants. He doesn't care. And this, V'choyderez B'chol Kirchas HaNefesh. This penetrates by him in all the Kirchas HaNefesh, like we say, B'chol Levo, B'chol Nafshu, B'chol Meidera. Meidera is the B'ligvul, by him above his Akbalas, and penetrates everything, B'chol Levo, B'chol Nafshu. Kirlgam B'chol Amin, even money. Hochel, B'kirch HaRotz, B'kirch HaTainu. Starting off, that the Rotz, the Tainu, is Mitzvah HaNefesh of Devish. והנה, כמו אישהו בעולם קוטן זה אורדום.
Is it possible for somebody to bring it out himself, this level, or did it just happen to him?
What?
Just somebody to have that kind of go out with that Mesiras Nefesh. Is it possible
to... Yeah, that Mesiras Nefesh is there we eat. It's possible to live with it. You do what Hashem wants. You bring it out and you saw the feeling to do what you're told. No, I'm not relying on logic. I understand. Yeah,
logic takes care of everything.
Yeah. This is a baby eat. Who cares? That's more than other things. Other things are maybe lacking a bit, but this is not lacking. Ayid has it. There are certain reasons which he lost it or whatever it is. Like we say, he's a shaita, what's called a fool. The mission says, he's losing the ma. Ayid has in the ma. Ma is chokhma, is koyach ma. The koyach of beetle, selflessness. Ayid has them in nature, in birth. Ayid has the beetle of the Yavashta. But Ashaita, he's losing the ma, losing the beetle. He's ma'abed, he destroys the ma. Then he's lacking it. But normally, the way Ayid is, Ayid has them. והנה כמו אישהו בעולם קוטן זה אודו. Same way like it is in the love cotton and the person. We will say the person has in him the mocker of it based on Rosh Surim, on the mocker, on the obvious, the emojis and so on. Kainu בעולם קוטן. Same thing is also in the world at large, which we're saying as far as the world generally is concerned, where the Medrash says the Moshel, that the king came to build a city, and he was looking somewhere to build, and it was disturbed till finally find the rocks and build it. So we asked the meaning, what does it mean? He tried to build, and they disturbed it, built another place, again they disturbed it, and then he found the rocks, and he has the lotion. Why did he say Zocho? Avrom, the others, Zocho, they married, that means there was their achievement, built on the others. So it says here, now we're coming back to the matters, to the expression. שזהו מים מהמדרש, that's what the מדרש says. התחילו יעקבוקי בבקש לקוינן העולם. The Ebersh wanted to establish the world. What do you mean לקוינן? קוינן to establish. קוינן דייקה. To establish. That means there is something there, but it's not settled. Why? What does it mean to establish? הנה, לאחר שאויץ הבריאה. It was a בריאה already. The בריאה was a way, like it says in Medrash, Be'ifn le'boina amanas lister. Created the world, build the world, for the sake of destroying the world, or breaking the world. Shein olam ha'toyu, that was olam ha'toyu, which olam ha'toyu was destroyed. Then Soiser, he destroyed it, he broke olam ha'toyu, amanas lister, to build olam ha'toyu. So there was Baina and Saisa, build and disturb. Areza Adayim Etzir Shalilam. It's all a world, but the world is a world of Hela Vahester. That's an Olam called Melosh Hela Vahester, hidden. Mitzad Hester Abirim Manibra. It's a world, but godliness is not seen there. You see the wall. Umuvavi pishita shilizita hasakavana. The kavana is not, it should be a wall, it should see a wall without godliness. Hakavana ilegalis ilakuzbailam. The kavana is to be the purpose, to bring in godliness in the world, ashailam yedirale izbor, till the world becomes a dear for Hashem. That's what he says, Shoyamokim mevakesh lakuinin oilam. Hashem is trying to establish the world at a purpose. I know. Shalach HaShekran is Avoilam. The world is there. But the Rots Na'ilin is, the Rots Na'ilin is, Shandoga Sa'ilam Tiyin Behesan HaKavon HaSabriya. The world is there, but the Rots Na'ilin is the world should be with the purpose of the creation. Which the purpose of the creation is, Lasses Lays Borodi Batatin. So they created the world, the world wants to make it a purpose, but Rishayim Manichim, Rishayim didn't let it. היינו, שכפי שהבריאה היא מצד שש עשמי בראשית, שש עשמי בראשית השם, the way the בריאה is from creation itself, which is the שיש המידס, like we explained before, from מידס itself, could be ניקס החצנים. אז זה יכול להיות ניקס החצנים, from מידס itself, because מידס comes out after something bad. כמו בעבד הסעודם, like in עבד of the person, כאשר היא מצד המידס שבזגלוס ליבי בלבד, if the midas is only בזגלוס ליבי, then after it could be any of cars, or לאו וזור, כנאו. אמרם שבמדרש המלך כרזון, ולמור שלו את המלך שבו ממוקים אחד, he came to one place, he came to another place, ומוצא שם צור גולו, he found a rock. עומר, he says, כאן, in this rock, אני קביר את המדינה, או הצורים הלולה. I'm going to establish the city on this rocks. ובנימשלו, בנימשלו, הרי זה מה שבו אובס וזוכו. Like he says there, אברהם came, he was זוכו, he was married. זוכו דייקה, they achieved it, they merited. They were זכר. שמויר אלוהים זה עבוד הסתחת, it was the עבוד of the others that they did it, they worked it. So this, their effort, שנעשה שוטו לקודש ברוך, מה זה ברישס. Like we said before, he becomes a shooter to my situations. He brings in the world to the purpose. Huh? Al the Amir Asaychulu Be'er Shabbos. Like to say, Vaychulu Be'er Shabbos, which the idea of Vaychulu is to bring in the world, to lead in the world to the purpose. Shepoel, Lir Asaychulu Ashmai Moritz Chotzvorm. He brings that the world should be a world of Vaychulu, what is Vaychulu Kiloyim V'Tainuk? The enjoyment and the Tainuk of the Eivasha, what the Eivasha wants. Oh, Zomar, that's what it says. The Eivasha says, Al Eilu Ani Mekoyin Es Oilom. On those, the obvious which they are working, bringing the world for a world of fulfilling the purpose, then I am establishing the world. Shneima Kel Hashem Mitzuki Eretz, Vayosh Shalem Tevo. Hashem has the Mitzuki Eretz, the rocks, and Vayosh Shalem Tevo, He made the world and based the world on them. Simon Medrash, the Medrash, concludes, Lekach Sir, that's what it says, Mirush Tzur Merena. I know. שגם באוילום שנעשה במחינת המידס. Even a wall which the wall has become from midas, that's what she says, you are the shish of midas. Still, in that wall of midas, ממשיך עם מבחינת המוחם, and bring in the tzurim, the rocks, the moichem. על המדרגה יצר עליינה, to the highest level of the rocks, which is מבחינת חוכמה, מפנימיס החוכמה, מפנימיס החוכמה, which is מפנימיס עתיק. Like the tainug. Like a pirush hasheni or the other pirush hasheni, but it is the same thing. Shikoy ala madriga yisrael yena refers to the highest madriga, which is keser ilo, the higher keser, which is atik shus keser. Zero gam mashin alinyan the merush sur merena. This is what we're saying here by Eden, that Eden are merush sur, looking on the creation, looks at the elements. What are Eden? Eden are rooted to the merush sur, in the root of everything. If you should be Pashtak Surah, like a Pashtas, then again it'll be Bilam. You know, Bilam and Alum is the Moshe. Bilam is the opposite of Moshe. Kidrosh Razal, like the Razal say on the Pesach, will come Novi Oid Yisroel ki Moshe. It was never a Novi like Moshe. So the Razal say, Be Yisroel. By Eden wasn't a Novi like Moshe. Be Yisroel will come, our Gom Yisroel will come. But the Goy was there another one similar to Moshe, the opposite of Moshe. Umanu, who is it, the one which was the Goyim? Bilam. Lochen, kedei lishlus, kasar, taito, the Bilam. To exclude Bilam's idea, which he was, to want to bring out the opposite of him. So, laham shemadrega shilamayla, gamadrega shalmoshah. Nasa here, to get rid of Bilam's thing which he comes to curse the Eden. To get rid of his ideas is to bring in the Mokir which is higher even than Moshe. What is Moshe? Shinyoni, the union of Moshe is Chochmah. But here, to get Bilam is the opposite of Chochmah, of Moshe. Therefore, you have to bring in something higher than Moshe, higher than this. So that's what I'm saying here. Kimerush Surumarana, what does Bilam see here by Eden? He sees by Eden not only that Eden have Chochmah, but they have the Mokir higher than this. Shizui, Am Shochem, Kinesh Surum. Eden comes Am Shochem, Rish Surum, which is Kesar. Shem Adriga, Yisrael Yena, Shem Chochem, Kesar. Rish Surum is the highest Madriga in Chochem and Kesar, which is Pimis Abba, Pimis Abba. Ah, Shiesh, Am Shochem, Kinesh Surum. When there is Am Shochem by Eden from the Rish Surum, in the Gam Madriga Shal Matam is there. Even by the lower Madriga, it's lower than Chochem. Shal Matam is there. Shabahem Yesh says, Mokim Mitzvus Shal Bilam. In the lower Madriga, where there is room for Bilam as well. There also, even by Bilam, and there is room for Bilam, the Shochem Rak Brochus, comes only Brochus, can't be any of the curses. Like he says in Pasuk, like he says there, I received only brachas, I can't play, say, do anything else, only brachas. What does Bilam say, only brachas? Similar like the achievement of Matan Torah is, when comes the Matan Torah after the Ovis? Which Matan Torah comes? Shemaschel be'alef. Matan Torah comes with alef. In the beginning, the world created with a base, not with alef. Why base, not alef? So the Razal say, because alef has in it also the opposite of bracha. Alef has in it the word of Oru. So we can't create the word with alef. But it comes to Matan Torah after the alef already. Start with alef. But even the alef is also good. They're coming in the world, so even the Aleph is also a brocha. The world itself, he couldn't start with the Aleph. That's why he started the world with a base. But now he could have the Aleph as well. In the world itself, this performer was able to be a world of the opposite of brocha. That's why he didn't start the world with Aleph. But here, Matan Torah, after the Aleph, starts ready with the Aleph. Yesh lekasher ze im hakipitl filim shal Baal HaSimcha Ragula. We connect it also with the kipitl of the Friedrich Rebbe, from that year, which is kipitl Pides, Shas Cholos, the kipitl starts off, maskil le'ison ha'ezrochim. What does maskil le'ison ha'ezrochim, what does it mean? Ve'ini bozek yedu, as it's known. What Rebbe says and printed in the Limud HaSiddur Shel Ragula is by Baruch Hu, Rebekam Merer. Maskil, what is maskil? Maskil is the source of which brings out Seichel. She maskil hu lemayla ma'aseichel. Maskil is above Seichel. Maskil brings Seichel, which is above Seichel. I know. Maskil is the mokir hamamtzi megalus haSeichel. The koyach hamaskil, which brings out the Seichel. And that's why it says maskil. Which madrigi is it in Nefesh? That's the madrigi of Chochmas Timoyah, the concealed Chochmas, which is Pnimis HaChochmah, or Yisrios HaKesar. That's called Maskil. Shepchina Zut is Gala Lo, said Lo, when will this be this Gala? Chochmah, or Pnimis HaChochmah, Pnimis HaKesar, will be revealed Lo, said. Shezor Gama Ezrochi, that's what it says, Ho Ezrochi, which is going to be revealed, it's going to be shining, we don't have it now. Ezra Hoshna Osid, Ezra Hezla Osid, is going to shine. She Osid La Azriya Bekolei Chodeh Ad Mitzchur. And this maskil is going to shine in every Eid. It says a maskil Eison Ezrochi, what is Eison? Ezra Gam Eison, that's the word Eison, which Eison is, like we said before, the rock which Eid is. Shari Osid is Eison, the letters Eison is in the future. Comes with something to do with the future, you want to say in the future, use the word Eison, Aleph, or Tov or Nun. It says Eison, Mesham, Shiz, Loos, Ilovi. When you want to use something in the future, use the word Eison. Pirush Maskil Eison, the meaning of Maskil Eison is, Shepchenes Maskil, Yesh na Eitz Leison. By the Eison, there's the Maskil. What is Eison? Eison Yesh Begimel Pirushim. The actual word Eison has three Pirushim in it. Eison Lashon Yoshon, old. Eison Lashon Chozov, Eison is strong. Eison Lashon Kosher, hard. Old, strong and hard. Shein Nesir Lashonim, which is not changeable. Now this Eison, who is this Eison? The Koya Allah, thank you, that's my Shema. Eison refers to the Neshama, and Neshama is Eison. Who can ask us you to the Kitzah Shav Yud Shvei Nefesh? That's the Nefesh of the Shema Raya. So the Madrig of you, the Kitzah Shav Yud, this is the Eison Shav Yud Shema. Like it says in Kutira, the Shema Raya, which is the Eid. And this is following what we said before. Vezeragam Pshinas Rish Surim. That's also the Rish Surim, which Eden are Mushrish, rooted in the Rish Surim, which is a stone, the rock, which Eden had. Moshkosa Radak, like the Radak writes in the Pirush Teva Sur, translating the word Sur. Not this is the rocks. Shalder Eison Meshavecha, which the Sur is Eison, similar like it says by Eden, Eison Meshavecha. Eden are from Eison. Pchina Zunim Shechas, this Madrega of Eison, comes the way of Erchove, is expressed, we call Kirchas HaNefesh. All the Kirchas HaNefesh have in them the influence, the Ham Shoche, from the Eison, from the Yud. Till, Machshava Dibro Maisa. Ksiyam HaMayim HaShor Rabbi Nazak Magdal Terebe says, Shal Nikri HaMaskil, who are Ezrochi. From the Kriyach HaMaskil, Maskil Eison, the Maskil, which is by Eison, by every Eid, that every Eid comes from the rock, this Ezrochi shines in him. Shemazriach v'kol HaKrishas HaKush. It shines, the strength which Eid has, the strength shines in everything, that everything Eid could be stronger. Ezri Yishleimus HaVeda. This is the perfect HaVeda, the Tachis of the HaVeda. Shemamshich HaBirchas HaShem v'chol HaMisrach. Which this brings in the bracha from the Yivishta and everything that a person needs. La'avida v'dosem v'ter ha'chover. To do his avida v'ter ha'chover. On his birth, he will be blessed. Yabon ha'chayim zayin revich. He should be blessed in everything. Children, health, and panosim. Ad la'ifim shal nisim gluim. Till it will be also nisim gluim l'mayla me'ateva. Nisim abab teva. Shem shochen l'mata ma'asarot rocham. And nisim gluim kam l'mata ma'asarot rocham. Like it was in the time of Hidus Tammuz, and not say so, but if they decree was a ratio because the body follows the head. If the head is like this, so it falls on the whole body. I'm sure all those who follow the way of the faith Krebe, and the color Shabbat 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 Hadik ha-yidua possession is by becoming famous, which explained already in different places where the Rebbe writes there that the effect of Yibis Tammuz is not only to him, but to Sidim, but Kol HaShem Yisrael Yisrael Yifana. For if she gil is Zul, that is gil of Yibis Tammuz, if he agam the gil of Golis, brings the general gil of Kol Bnei Yisrael, the Kor Yimamish, Alei Moshiach Tzifin.